Andy, congratulations. That was the win the Connacht needed. It was a very good performance, particularly in the first half.
Yeah, we definitely needed that performance, as you say, William. Listen, we know we've got to keep winning this competition. We know if we're at home, if we can pick up 5 points, we need to. So to have that at the end of that game is great. But I think it was more just the style of rugby we played there tonight, which is most pleasing.
Do you think that'll help for the rest of the season in all games, that the players can see that if they're at it, they can play like that with high speed and high skill? You know, there was a lot of stuff going on there. It was very clever rugby, but it was really good to watch.
Yeah, listen, I hope it does. But we've been here before, haven't we? We've played games like that, you know, our Brieve game a few weeks ago, and then last week we didn't deliver that. So we know we can deliver that rugby. The more we play it and the more we get a performance like that, I think the more the boys just believe that, yep, it's all top 2 inches. You rock up and you're switched onto the game and you play every moment. We can deliver that style of rugby. So we've got ourselves in a situation where we need to now deliver that every single game. Weirdly, I think we tend to perform better when we know that. I'm not a sports psychologist, I wish I was sometimes, but that's where we're at. But listen, we've done it there tonight. We got a few weeks off, and then we need to front up again against a Zebra away from home.
Was it important tonight to get going really quickly after last week? And that's, you know, confidence is a big thing and momentum, but Connacht seemed to grab it, and they didn't let up in the first half, even with the yellow card. They kept plugging away, and they kept asking very difficult questions.
Yeah, and that was the pleasing thing. I mean, that opening try, I reckon there was about 16 phases of footy in that. So it was a really good, you know, it was a good way to score an opening try. And as you say, that just kept going. I thought that the speed of our ball, the speed that Caelan Blade and then Kieran Marmie could get the ball out was very, very good. I thought the way Jack Carty carried the ball to the line, but I just think the movement off the footy was impressive, and the intensity with which we carried pretty much to a man, certainly in that opening 60 minutes, was very, very good. I think we probably fell away a bit at the tail end, but we did make a lot of changes too. So, yeah, lots to like, that's our blueprint of how we need to play.
Cathal Ford, again, another impressive performance from a young man. He seems to give a better or a different option for Connacht, being an out, you know, having played at out half, left footed kicker, but he seems to read the game maybe more as an out half would than a centre.
Yeah, I think he had another outstanding game. Carries strong, he defends really well, he's got a beautiful turn of pace, he's a big bodied man. Your defences can't leave him, and if they do leave him slightly to try and push off to then get to the bloke outside him as a big-bodied man, and I thought also played very well in Tom Farrell. Well, Ford goes straight through the hole. So, yeah, listen, he's really grown in the last 4 weeks with the opportunities he's had, and it was a really special night for him tonight, and I was really, really pleased for him.
Big night as well for Jack Carty. Had a very competent game, but I know players maybe don't chase records, but you know, to pass Eric Elwood is a big achievement for him. He got a great ovation from the crowd and then just got on with the game. But he was very important tonight, his leadership out there, particularly in the first half where he seemed to make a lot of really good decisions.
Yeah, I thought Jack was outstanding tonight. I thought the way he attacked the ball and carried the ball square, just sat down opposition and just gave so many options for us. As you say, he then kicked very well again, controlled and managed the game well, and to beat the great Eric Elwood is no mean feat. So, that's a huge honour for him, and he's got a lot more points to score too.
You got stuck into their line, and I've just been talking to their defence coach downstairs, Jacques, and he said they destroyed the line-out, really. You have a marauding set of second rows now who all seem to be able to cause chaos for opposition lineouts. That's a huge plus going forward.
Yeah, I thought both Dara and Niall, the two Murray boys, were outstanding. Josh Murphy was in the air too, causing havoc. we seem to do it each week, which is a real compliment to those men, but also Devalt Senekal, who runs that forward or that line out. There's real frustration up in the box when we don't win one, and when opposition win one, and we're sort of, which is a nice place to be, isn't it? So I thought they were great. I also thought our scrum, what we knew that line scrum was going to be big and powerful, but I thought we won that battle, which is again a real compliment to that forward pack and Cully Tucker and the work he's done with those front rowers and the whole pack, to be honest. So when you've got a set piece that's delivering like that, you can play the sort of footy we're playing.
What happens now? You've a 3 week gap to the next game. 3 weeks today in Italy. So what's the plan of how you cover that period of time?
Yeah, it's been a pretty full on 10 week block. So we've given everyone the week off next week, and then we'll come back on Monday the 6th. We've got a solid week of training there, and then a lead into the Zebre week. So it'll be nice to have a bit of downtime and non-rugby time, but what's really important is we come back and we're at that level when we take on Zebre away from home, which is going to be a tough outing.